I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, KOSU's weekly new music feature with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first, we have another new single from an Australian psych rock band.
Australia's Kevin Parker has reached another level. Tame Impala's central figure announced his band's third LP, titled Currents, over Easter weekend by releasing its second single, a tender sliver of R&B called 'Cause I'm a Man. Read out loud, the title sounds like a boast, but if you listen to Parker's incredible falsetto delivery on the chorus, it seems more like he's apologizing to someone he loves than bragging about his gender. It's galaxies different from the record's dance festival-ready first single, Let It Happen. Its tempo slowed way down to highlight Parker's vocals, which suggests what it would have sounded like if John Lennon never tried singing more like Marvin Gaye. Between 'Cause I'm a Man and Let It Happen, Currents is shaping up to be a big omnivorous change in sound from Tame Impala's first two records, Lonerism and Innerspeaker, which drew from the very English, guitar-heavy rock and roll of the late 1960s and early 70s. By expanding his palette from rock to electronica and R&B, Kevin Parker could become something new entirely, a mainstream pop star.
Good as
That's Tame Impala with Cause I'm a Man from their forthcoming album Currents on Interscope Records. Indie rock and pro wrestling collide in a new Mountain Goat song.
Song titles like Foreign Object, Choked Out, and The Legend of Chavo Guerrero can mean one thing and one thing only. The Mountain Goats have made a record entirely about professional wrestling. I imagine this development is probably much more exciting for fans of John Darnielle's songwriting than fans of pro wrestling, as Darnielle's deep dives into seemingly low-culture subject matter, like obscure sci-fi films and the video game Super Mario Bros., for instance, have resurfaced with plenty of profound, provocative songs. The new record, called Beat the Champ, extends Darnielle's streak of writing with a great empathy for his subject, no matter how esoteric. The Legend of Chavo Guerrero was a highlight for me, as Darnielle sings the titular writer's praises from the perspective of a young fan. I need justice in my life. Here it comes, he says, just before Guerrero flies in off the top rope. Darnielle gets that wrestling at its core is superhero stuff. Grown men and women in capes and masks grappling for the causes of good and evil. For him, the outcome's less important. Darnielle wants to know whose corner you're in.
Born down in El Paso, where the tumbleweeds blow, to the middleweight champ of all Mexico. Dad fought many bloody battles, and he raised four sons. Chavo was the oldest one. Old man Gory could pop like a live grenade. Raised his boys in the way of the trade. Hector and Mondo, young Eddie G. Chavo meant the most to me. Look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. He came from Texas seeking fortune and fame. Rose pretty quickly to the top of the game. Defender of the downtrodden, king of the hill. Tag team champion with Al Madrill. Before a black and white TV in the middle of the night, I'm lying on the floor, I'm bathed in blue light. The telecast's in Spanish, I can understand some, and I need justice in my life. Here it comes. Look high, is my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. Red Shoes Dugan, holding his arm high, all out of breath. I hated all of Chavo's enemies. I would pray nightly for their death. Descending like fire on the people who deserved it most. Almost completely unknown outside of Texas and on the West Coast. He was my hero back when I was a kid. You let me down, but Chavo never once did. You called him names to try to get beneath my skin. Now your ashes are scattered on the wind. I heard his son got famous and he went nationwide. Coast to coast with his dad by his side. I don't know if that's true, but I've been told. It's real sweet to grow old. You look high, it's my last hope. Coming off the top rope.
That's the Mountain Goats with The Legend of Chavo Guerrero off their album Beat the Champ, which is out this week on Merge Records. Finally, we have interesting soundscapes from a 24-year-old producer.
Cruising YouTube last week, I came across an odd bit of dance music that seemed to be stitched together with sounds both mechanical and found on an outdoor nature hike. Portland producer Dylan Stark's debut record, Heartland, is out this week. And in an interview, he told the music blog Gorilla vs. Bear that this song, Shelter, is composed of thousands of samples from, quote, video games, children's television programs, Pokemon, trees growing, glaciers retreating, choirs from the Melanesian Islands, and the U.S. Women Cheerleading Championships. While I doubt Stark or anybody else ever captured the literal sound of glaciers retreating, There is a colossal sense of scale here, like he's trying to evoke the view of a vibrant, living landscape. Have a listen. Thank you.
The new issue of Look at OKC has Becky Carmen's story on John Moreland's new album, High on Tulsa Heat. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
And I'm Matt Carney.
And this has been Sample Size. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.